The Buck Sexton Show.
This podcast brought to you by My Patriot Supply. Did you miss the chance to get a 72-hour emergency food supply with free shipping for just $10? What's wrong with you? Don't worry. Call 888-411-7440 right now. They have a few left, and they're selling out fast. 888-411-7440. What are you waiting for? A disaster? Do it right now. 888-411-7440.
John McCain weighing in to say that Trump's rhetoric makes Muslims around the world hate us.
Donald Trump, when he talks about registering Muslims in the United States, does that have any real effect outside of the United States in the fight against the ISIS?
Well, I think it has an interesting effect of turning Muslims all over the world against the United States of America, which is 99 and 44 one-hundredths percent people who practice an honorable religion.
I always think it's fascinating. And of course, I look, registering people based on their religion is un-American. We shouldn't do that. I actually was happy to see that Ted Cruz came out right away and said, you know, that's ridiculous. And look, you know, Donald Trump does not yet speak for America. That much is true. We can say that. But I just also wanted to point out that there is this obsession in the media in this country with Democrats and even some Republicans to always seem to think that there's a root cause of jihadist murder and mayhem and terror and destruction, a root cause that we are both responsible for and could do something about. You know, we're always worried, oh, why do we look around the world, Muslims I hate. Look, people are worried about what they're around the world are worried about, how they're going to, you know, keep food on the table, pay their bills, keep a roof over their head. That's what most people are worried about everywhere. Those who are a part of what could be broadly termed the global jihad, for example, either actively as fighters or just people who support it or believe in it, they're going to hate America whether Donald Trump says something that's over the line or not. But I just am always on guard for this. It's a constant refrain you'll hear. It's sort of a version of the why do they hate us? Why does ISIS hate us? And I always want to point out, it's not why does ISIS hate us. It's why does ISIS hate us? Why does Jamaat Islamiyah hate us? Why does Al-Qaeda hate us? Why does the Muslim Brotherhood hate us? Why does Hamas hate us? Why does Hezbollah hate us? We're going to be here for a long time talking about all the different groups that hate us. And then add to that, why do the millions of Muslims in various countries around the world who support actively or passively those groups, why do they hate us? And when you start to sit and think about it, you realize, oh, wait a second. The only way we can make that hatred stop is if we submit too. They'll always find something. There is always a pretext, whether it's a ban on headscarves in France, or it's the legacy of colonialism because of Sykes-Picot in the Middle East, or our support for Israel, which, of course, is a huge one. Really, our support for Israel's right to exist. That's a pretext for violence. They will always, a cartoon made by some Danish cartoonist, there's always a pretext. They always have a pretext for violence. So I'm not worried about why do they hate us. The people who hate us, the people who are too stupid to say, well, you know, Donald Trump said something that, yeah, I don't support, but, you know, I'm a person who believes in the dignity and the sanctity of life and individuals and everything else, whatever my religion or belief system is, they're not going to start hating us because of what Donald Trump says. But, oh, we always have to be so sensitive to this. Oh, why do they hate us? Why does the Muslim world hate us? A better question. Maybe we should start just saying, hey, guys, you know, we've got some good ideas over here. And it's produced some good stuff, too, like computers and antibiotics and other good things.
This podcast brought to you by My Patriot Supply. Did you miss the chance to get a 72-hour emergency food supply with free shipping for just $10? What's wrong with you? Don't worry. Call 888-411-7440 right now. They have a few left, and they're selling out fast. 888-411-7440. What are you waiting for? A disaster? Do it right now. 888-411-7440.